Thanks, Alan. I'm talking with Stephanie Murray. She's the community director with AnnArbor.com, and she's going to talk about our community and how the change that recently took place has had an impact, and what she is doing to get the information into the public. Thanks, Stephanie, for being on the show today.
It's nice to be here.
Stephanie, tell us a little about how you got the title.
So I worked for the Ann Arbor News for 3.5 years before I moved over to AnnArbor.com. I did business reporting there. And now I'm community director at AnnArbor.com, which means a lot of different things. We work with all of the bloggers for the website, and we also work with lots of different sections on the website and in the paper, ranging from parenting to food and drink and our new neighborhood pages. And something you mentioned earlier about your son in Little League is something that's exactly the sort of information that we want to get on AnnArbor.com, that new sort of hyper-local news about things like softball leagues and Little Leagues with baseball and pancake breakfasts and fundraisers. And so that's a big focus of the company now, which is a little bit different from the Ann Arbor News.
So you're really looking at making sure that all of the information that's available about community is there.
Yeah, one of the focuses of AnnArbor.com that I'm specifically in charge of is making sure that we really cover the hyper-local is kind of the buzzword is what we call it. It's kind of jargony, but it really means things that are really important to people in neighborhoods and communities that have really fallen off traditional media in recent years. You know, the things like the stuff that you'd talk about at church or that you'd, you know, chit-chat with your neighbor over the fence. Why didn't the driveway get plowed this week? Did you see the new stop sign up there? Did you hear my daughter get into Harvard? That sort of stuff is what we really want to pull into the website.
What's the primary focus of your job?
Primarily, I work with the bloggers, work with right. The different sections. We also do a lot of community outreach, things like this, where, you know, we try to go out and talk to groups over the radio, in person. We do also our social media. We handle different things like Facebook and Twitter. We also moderate comments on the website. People are allowed to interact with us on Anner.com by leaving comments or submitting stories, and so we help monitor that as well. I moved into this job from business reporting at the Ann Arbor News, and I had done business reporting before then, so this is all new for me too. Prior to that, I worked in Ann Arbor. I worked in Lansing at the Lansing State Journal, and before that, I was finishing grad school out in Washington, D.C. and Chicago.
And why this job? How did you get interested in it?
I got into journalism as a whole, not specifically this job, but journalism pretty early on. I love telling stories. I love talking to people, and I was always that person who would make newspapers at home about what mom made for dinner. I'd write that up in a newspaper and send it out to the rest of the family.
That's very hyper-local.
Very hyper-local. If anyone out there wants to do that and send it in to me, I'd gladly publish it. So I did that pretty early on, and I really love telling stories. And so I got into journalism in high school and college, and I actually was in broadcasting, an undergrad at Central Michigan University up in Mount Pleasant. However, when I was a junior, I was a weather anchor for the public access station up there, News Central 34. Loved it. I loved broadcasting, and I loved being on camera, but I had kind of a bad experience. I had a news director come in and do an assessment of us, and I really loved journalism, and I really, really liked doing broadcasting. However, my assessment was all about the way that I looked. You know, he said, you'd be great doing television, but you're going to have to lose this much weight. You know, you want your hair to be this color. And so half of my assessment was about the way I looked. And at that point, I was like, I am not sure if I want to do this the rest of my life. So I know I want to teach one day, too. So I went on to Northwestern University and got my master's in journalism. And I've been in print newspaper ever since. And now the new world of digital media.
Sounds like you're where you really wanted to end up being.
This job specifically with AnnArbor.com is my dream job. I love it. And I love being able to talk to people in the community and really develop a model of news that is going to be sustainable going forward.
What about the difference between the paper and AnnArbor.com? I mean, you've been part of both. What kind of feedback do you hear?
It's been a big change. It has been a huge change. And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that over and over and over again. It has been an upheaval for a lot of people's lives. You've had a daily newspaper delivered in the city of Ann Arbor here for 174 years. And when we shut the paper down last summer, that was a big change. And I think a lot of people are still pretty upset about it and heartbroken. They really got, you get used to that. It becomes part of your routine. It's part of your life. You go out every day and you pick up the paper. You look at your comics. You look at your obituaries. You read the news. However, we, as a business model, it just was not sustainable. We were not bringing enough money to be able to afford to print the newspaper every day. And I'm a paper person. I'm pretty young, but I love paper. I love the feel of newspaper, and I like holding it and getting it and reading it. So it's been tough for me, too. So that change has been difficult. However, we are hearing from a lot of people in the community that they really are enjoying AnnArbor.com, and they understand why we made the change, and they appreciate some of the new focus that we have, especially on the hyperlocal news. Now, we do publish the newspaper twice a week still, and news is published on the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When it happens,
you can get it whenever you want it.
We try to get it up there as soon as it happens, absolutely.
I know one difference for me and my wife, Stephanie, is we only get the paper twice a week, but it stays on our table until the next one comes. So we read that paper from front to back.
And we struggle a lot with exactly what to put in the newspaper because we really have three different audiences. We have the people who read us online, we have the people who read us in print only, and then we have the audience that reads both, that goes to the website during the week and also reads the paper. So it's a balancing act and a struggle, and we're learning every day how to make it better and how to make sure that we're getting the proper news out to the right communities.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Stephanie Murray from AnnArbor.com. Reading online at AnnArbor.com that you're going to be doing an outreach. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Specifically, we're outreaching to senior citizens in our community. So one of the things that I've mentioned is that it has been a really tough transition for a lot of people to go from not getting a daily print paper to getting up the paper twice a week. A couple different ways that we've tried to make that change easier. One is that we do offer daily newsletters on the website. So you can sign up for a daily newsletter that's emailed to you, and it's kind of like a little print newspaper in your email inbox. So that's definitely a new feature that is really, really useful for, especially for our senior citizen audience that wants something every day. We also email obituaries out every day, so you can get an email in your inbox that lists all the obituaries. So we've tried to make some of those changes, and I talk about this when we're doing this outreach to different senior communities in the area. We're trying to go out and reach those folks that we know have been really most impacted by the fact that the paper's not coming every
day.
Yeah,
they would be the people who would be most impacted because they're looking for the paper to come in their mailbox.
Absolutely.
Maybe they don't have resources available or don't know how to use those resources to find it online.
They might not have the resources, or they might not want to. If you've been looking at a newspaper every day for 70 years, you may not really want to start reading your news on the internet. However, it's really, really important for it, you know, for a community to have the correct news and information that it needs to thrive. I mean, it's a really big part of democracy to be able to know what's going on around you. As we go out to different senior communities, I'm talking about these things, telling folks how they can access news on our website, how they can find obituaries, where they can find comics and advice on our website. And we're also doing an effort to get computers into the hands of senior citizens and senior facilities around the area. We have 10 computers that we've donated from AnnArbor.com that we've been placing in different senior facilities. We've dropped off two of them so far, and I have several others going out. Glacier Hills was the first to get a computer. And so we go, and I'll make a presentation and talk about the website, talk about the newspaper, talk about the evolution of print media, and then also do some training on exactly how to find what you're looking for on AnnArbor.com or in the print paper. And we are actually now looking at partnering with another group of people who have access to more computers than we're able to donate to actually get them in the hands of individual seniors, which I think is going to be really exciting. We're in early discussions with David Kwan, who used to be on City Council in Ann Arbor, and as a local developer who's been working with the Turner Resource Center at the U of M. And we're looking at working with the Center for Independent Living as well and getting a group of people together and do a program with a specific process in place. So folks who don't necessarily now have access to a computer, we could put one in their home.
What are the criteria for qualifying for possibly having a computer placed in your home or a facility?
That's exactly some of the details that we're hammering out now. However, I'd love if folks could contact us if they're interested. For facilities, we do have some criteria in place. I've been reaching out, and I've called more than, close to 30 different senior facilities and communities in the area and finding out if they have a computer, if they have a computer lab, if their folks have access to the internet, if they use the internet or want to use the internet to learn how to find news. So we ask those type of questions, and then we've been assessing different need. However, the game's changing now because I before only had 10 computers to give away, so I've really had to assess who needed them in the area. But now, working with this group, we're going to have access to a whole host of new machines, and we'll work together to work with businesses when they get rid of machines, to work with Recycle Ann Arbor when they get machines in, to refurbish them and get them in the hands of folks. So we'll be working on that process and publicizing it in the paper pretty soon. And it'll be an application process. You'll let us know, you know, who you are and what you need, and we'll do an assessment and hopefully try to place a computer in your home.
Our guest today is Stephanie Murray from AnnArbor.com. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
I'm dying to know, what are the things that people are asking for specifically that used to be staples of their paper?
I would say number one is obituaries. That's something that we have heard over and over again, not only from an older population, but from a younger population too. You can find those on the website at the very bottom of AnnArbor.com. There's a link that says obituaries. You can click there any time of the day. It'll take you to a page on MLive, which is our former website that will list obituaries. Soon in the future, those will all be on our site, but that's the first way you can get to them. The second way is you can also have them emailed to you every day. Comics is another thing that people ask for, and that is also on AnnArbor.com. You can actually open the comics. If you go to the top of the page, it says All Topics and Neighborhoods. You click on that. Right below that, you'll click on Comics and Advice, and you can download the comics and print them off in advice columns and crossword puzzles and read them every day. Those are two big ones. In addition, just to news, too. In general, people, you know, want news. They want that daily feed of police beat items. People love Police Beat, and we have a whole section on crime where we have those items in there. And honestly, advertisements, too. People were a little worried that on Sunday, would they get their glossy advertisements from Kmart and Kohl's and the different grocery stores, and those are all still there as well.
Well, and the coupons, for sure.
I was going to say, the coupons.
Coupons, big, big deal. And we do have deals and coupons on the website as well, but they also still come in your Sunday paper.
And these different sites that people are going to, I'm guessing you have traffic measures, you have metrics on where they go to. What are the big hitters?
Absolutely. Traffic is a really, really, really big part of how we measure success at AnnArbor.com. And it's similar to how you used to measure circulation, how many different people took this paper every day. That's really important to our success because our advertisers want to know that. If we hit more people, they're going to, you know, be willing to advertise more. And if your circulation is dropping, as it, you know, it was at the Ann Arbor News and other papers, you know, that really affects your revenue. So traffic, Alan, is very, very important to us. We watch that every day. We've had roughly around 40,000 up to 50,000 unique visitors to the website every day, which is a very healthy number for an area of our size. And we really look to grow that more in the coming year. We'd love to hit, you know, 60 or 70,000 unique people visiting our site every day. And we really want more people in Washtenaw County. We have a pretty good penetration rate in the county. We can tell where visitors are coming from by looking at our metrics. That's pretty healthy. We're very happy with those numbers. The biggest sections that people go to, they probably are not entirely surprising. The top three sections are news, crime, and sports. That's where people go, especially during football season. UM stories get a lot of hits. And just general news and police beat items.
Stephanie, I had a question about the obituaries. I recently had a death in the family. One of the projects we had to do was to write an obituary. I wondered if that's something that people can submit, write their own to submit to Ann Arbor.com.
Yes, Tom, absolutely. It's very similar to how it worked before. You'd write it up and submit it to us. And we get obituaries in that are written from families. Sometimes the funeral home, you know, takes the lead in managing that and sending it on. And they are paid if you want to get them printed in the paper, depending on if you want photos or length. But absolutely, we still really, really want that.
How can people reach you, Stephanie?
Well, there's a couple different ways. For folks who have access to the internet and who use email, it's easiest to reach us by emailing community@AnnArbor.com. That's community@AnnArbor.com. Or you can always call and leave a message. The number for the community desk, and we'll help you get to wherever you need to go, is 734-623-2570. That's 734-623-2570.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Stephanie. I'm sure everyone in the area knows what they can be looking for to come from AnnArbor.com soon.
Thanks, Sheila.